All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League went 7-7 last week, as it was a very, and I mean very, unpredictable slate of games that took place this past Sunday. Now, I got things started on the right foot here in week number 11 as I picked the Carolina Panthers at home this past Thursday night over the New Orleans Saints. And it was a typical Panthers game from this season. They jumped out to the early lead, but this time around, they were able to hold on and get the victory against the Saints. Now, there are some exciting games on tap for this Sunday as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 11 in the National Football League. Going to get things started off with an AFC North rivalry, so to speak, as you have the 4-5 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the winless Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh, in spite of their losing record, comes into this game favored by 8.5 points. The Steelers are riding a 4-game losing streak, while the Browns are riding a 10-game losing streak this season. Pittsburgh, plain and simple, they have not been on the same page, and we've seen that in their past few contests. They show glimpses, but they have not been able to put it together. First and foremost, this Pittsburgh Steelers offense can score against any defense in the NFL, but defensively, somebody has to step up and make a play. On the flip side for the Cleveland Browns, it's the same old song. They can't get out of their way, and this team of youngsters simply does not know how to win in the National Football League. If you are the Steelers and you are riding a 4-game losing streak, the Browns appear on your schedule at the right time. Thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road in this one by the score of 31-17. Now, in Arlington, Texas, you have the 8-1 Dallas Cowboys hosting the first place Baltimore Ravens from the AFC South with a record of 5-4. Dallas comes into this game favored by 7.5 points over the Ravens, and they are also riding an 8-game winning streak. For the Cowboys, it's plain and simple. Get the football to rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott and get out of his way. But you're looking at this Baltimore defense, which is one of the stingiest in the National Football League when it comes to the run. So something is definitely going to have to give in this contest. This Dallas defense has lived off of turnovers, and I expect them to go out there and force the hand, or right arm, that is, of Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. Baltimore will put up a fight, but Dallas right now is playing the better football. Thus, I'm going to take the Cowboys at home by the score of 30-19. Now in Motown at Ford Field, you have the 5-4 Detroit Lions who are hosting the 2-7 Jacksonville Jaguars. Detroit is coming into this game off of their bye, and don't look now, they are in first place in the NFC North. The Lions come into this game favored by 6.5 points, and I expect their defense to have a big impact in this game. More importantly, defensive end Ziggy Ansah, as he can come off that edge and rush anybody in the NFL. And you look at a Jacksonville offensive line that has given up a litany of sacks on quarterback Blake Bortles. I look at quarterback Matthew Stafford, and he is beginning to spread the football around post Calvin Johnson, and I think that will be the difference in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Detroit at home by the score of 27-23. Now, a big one in the AFC South is you have the 5-5 Tennessee Titans traveling to Indianapolis to take on the 4-5 Colts. Indy comes into this game fresh off of their bye, while Tennessee is riding a wave of momentum after they had their way at home last week against the Green Bay Packers. I look for the Titans to try to come out and establish the running game once again, as that is a big part of what they are able to do offensively. And if they're going to win this one, DeMarco Murray, their star running back, needs to have at least 25 carries. You look at this Colts offense with Andrew Luck, and they have to find a way to navigate this Titans defense. I think this game comes down to turnovers, and I think the Indy defense is going to be able to win that battle. But thus, I'm going to take the Colts at home in a very tight one, 27-23. Now, in Cincinnati, you have two up-and-down teams, as you have the 3-5-1 Cincinnati Bengals hosting the 4-5 Buffalo Bills. You look at this game right here, and somebody could emerge as a wild card contender in this game if they're able to get some consistency going. I look at the Bengals. They've shown flashes of being the team that won the AFC North last season with a record of 12-4, but they simply have not been able to put it together. The same can be said for the Buffalo Bills, as they've had flashes themselves of putting it together, and they simply have been unable to get out of their own way. Whoever makes the least mistakes in this game is going to win, and I think it's going to be Cincinnati. Thus, I will take the Bengals at home by the score of 26-23. Now at Arrowhead Stadium, you have the 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the 7-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City comes into this game favored by a touchdown over the Bucs, who are surprisingly 3-1 away from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. But you look at this Chiefs defense, they have been playing lights out, led by outside linebacker Dee Ford, who has been a one-man wrecking crew. It's been the next man up at running back all season long for the Chiefs and at quarterback, and that is a credit to head coach Andy Reid, as he has been using and making the most of his 53-man roster. This Bucs team is young, and they're coming up, but they are still not on the level of a team like the Chiefs. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 30-23. Now at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you have the 6-3 New York Giants hosting the 2-7 Chicago Bears. New York comes into this game favored by 7.5 points over Chicago, and they are also riding a 4-game winning streak. The Giants have been riding a 4-game winning streak in spite of the fact that they have struggled to run the football, as they have relied on a defense that is beginning to force turnovers, while they also have one of the better passing attacks in the National Football League. The Giants come into this game with some injuries on their offensive line, but they still have quarterback Eli Manning, and if they can provide him enough time, he can spread the football around to wide receivers Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, and rookie Sterling Shepard. This Giants defense has been getting it going, and I expect them to put pressure on Bears quarterback Jay Cutler early and often in this one, and they could force a few interceptions from him. Thus, I'm going to take Big Blue at home by the score of 30-17. Now in Minneapolis, you have the 5-4 Minnesota Vikings hosting the 4-4-1 Arizona Cardinals. It wasn't that long ago that the Vikings were 5-0 and they were the talk of the National Football League, but they have spiraled back down to earth. And a lot of it is due to the fact that they cannot get consistency on offense going, as they are still suffering without running back Adrian Peterson. I look at this Cardinals defense. They want to go out there and put some pressure on Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford and attempt to make him force some turnovers and also get him into a game that he doesn't want, and that's a pass-happy game where they take away the Vikings running game and make Bradford beat them single-handedly with his right arm. You look at this Vikings defense, they are solid, but they are beginning to get worn down, and I expect the Cardinals to take advantage of that with their running game with running back David Johnson, along with a lot of play-action passing from Carson Palmer, their quarterback, to wide receivers Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd. Thus, I'm going to take Arizona on the road in this one by the score of 27-17. Now at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, you have the 4-5 Los Angeles Rams hosting the 5-4 Miami Dolphins. Miami comes into this game favored by 2.5 points, and don't look now, the Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. Rams head coach Jeff Fisher has finally decided to make the switch, as the number one overall pick of the 2016 NFL draft, Jared Goff, will get his first start at quarterback for the Rams. I look at this Dolphins defense right now, they are flying around the football at every single level. And the last thing that you want is to have a rookie quarterback like Jared Goff going up against this ferocious Miami defense. On the flip side for the Rams, they have to keep it simple for Goff, which means they need to find a way to get their ball to running back Todd Gurley. At the same time, you look at this Rams defense going up against this Dolphins offense, and running back Jay Ajayi has really been leaning on opposing defenses, so it's going to be an interesting matchup between Ajayi, this Dolphins offensive line, and of course this Rams defensive line, which is led by nose tackle Aaron Donald. I think this is going to be a defensive struggle, but Miami has enough to pull it out in the end. Thus, I'm going to take the Dolphins to win their second consecutive game in the state of California, this time over the Rams by the score of 23-17. Now, at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, you have the 7-2 New England Patriots taking on the 1-8 San Francisco 49ers. New England comes into this game favored by 11.5 points, and they are looking to get back on track after they lost last week at home to the Seattle Seahawks. No Rob Gronkowski at tight end in this game for New England, but there are still plenty of good options for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to get the football to. You still have tight end Martellus Bennett, along with wide receivers Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, and Julian Edelman. I look at this Patriots defense. They need to get back on track, and they have to find a way to slow down this Niners spread offense, which is led by quarterback Colin Kaepernick. I think New England will definitely play a very focused brand of football this Sunday afternoon, and when you need to get back on track, you need to play a lowly team like the Niners. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots on the road by the score of 37-17. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, you have the 6-2-1 Seattle Seahawks taking on the 5-4 Philadelphia Eagles. Seattle comes into this game favored by 6.5 points, and they are looking to keep the momentum going after they went on the road and got a big victory last Sunday night against the New England Patriots. I look at the Seahawks defense to try to go out there and confuse Eagles rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, as he is not the same guy as he was earlier in the season, now that opponents have more game film on him. Russell Wilson, the Seahawks quarterback, has been a one-man wrecking crew, and he spreads the football around, most importantly to wide receiver Doug Baldwin and tight end Jimmy Graham. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle in this one by the score of 30-26. Now, on Sunday Night Football, you have the 4-5 Green Bay Packers traveling to the nation's capital to take on the 5-3-1 Washington Redskins. Where have things gone wrong for the Packers, as injuries have really hurt them, and they simply have been unable to answer the bell. Now, the Packers were taken behind the woodshed last Sunday at the hands of the Tennessee Titans, and it was already gut check time for the Packers heading into that game. So right now, their pride is on the line as they have to find a way to get back on track and hang around in a wild card picture in the NFC. For the Redskins, don't look now, but it wasn't that long ago that this team was 0-2, and they've really gotten on track, which is a credit to head coach Jay Gruden, as this team never stopped believing in him or themselves. I look at this game, and all signs honestly point to the Washington Redskins being able to win at home. But after what happened with the Green Bay Packers last week, after they were embarrassed, I think somebody is going to step up and make a play and make enough big-time impact plays in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Packers on the road by the score of 30-28. And finally, on Monday Night Football in Mexico City, you have the 7-2 Oakland Raiders taking on the 6-3 Houston Texans. Oakland comes into this game fresh off of their bye week, and they are looking to keep the momentum going, as they are right in the race to win the AFC West. You look at Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, and don't look now, but a few years ago, the Texans passed on him in the NFL draft, and I guarantee you this is something that he has not forgotten. You look at this Raiders defense, they don't get the credit that they deserve, but they're playing better as the season has progressed, and I see them trying to go out there and confuse Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler. The combination of Derek Carr, the wide receivers Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper, is one of the best in the NFL this season, and I think it's going to be too much for the Texans to handle in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take Oakland in Mexico City by the score of 34-24. So, folks, those are my picks for the upcoming week in the world of the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.